You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The state of Washington already allows this. Now Colorado is becoming the second state that allows human composting. So if you know what composting is, you know, when you take your
old banana peels and stuff.
Right, and you throw it into a little barrel thing so that you can put it out in your garden later.
And now you can have grandma out in the little barrel. So that's the thing with this. Is there a special location that this takes place, or can you park grandma out in the backyard and throw banana peels and stuff in there too, just to kind of help the process?
Well, they say it's a special container that you're put into with organic material so that you naturally decompose and turn into soil.
All right. So be
it. Hey, buddy. Earth to earth, dust to dust, ashes to ashes, all that.
Yeah. We all fall down? Yeah. Why not? This seems incredibly natural.
They say the soil could not be used to grow food for human consumption, so Jeremy could not be turned into radishes or anything.
These carrots taste funny.
I think it's a pretty cool idea.
Now, and why I know can't some people you grow are food with it?
Yeah, some people are bothered by anything that has to do with death, and so they're going to be weirded out by all of this. But, yeah. I mean, burying someone, cremating them, really? Why is this? Seems like
I think maybe because of the visual aspect of it, of thinking of, you know, somebody in a... But it's no different than sitting in the ground in a coffin,
right,
you
or
know?
Being cremated. What happens? Do you visualize
right,
what happens
there
then?
Is that. Oh, I'm fine with this then. Whatever.
I mean, is it better for grandma to help the flowers grow or turn her into like a charred steak?
Oh, my God. At least you could plant a tree, you know, and use the soil. And then you have a mighty oak that, you know, springs from the ground from
Uncle
Tom.
Helps the cycle of life, my friend.
Yes. I'm for it.
Anyway, so that is
I just want to know where it's going on. I don't want this special container sitting, you know, out in the corner of my backyard. Hmm. Or would that make it easier? That might make it easier.
Where do you want it? You want it in your yard?
I'm thinking about this. This is the first I've heard about it today, actually. Hmm. So I guess it would be kind of nice if it's in your backyard, knowing that, you know, your loved one is still out there.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Makes you uncomfortable, doesn't it?
I just am afraid of all the emails that are going to come in.
Why? What did we
say?
In
the mood.
What did we say that would get anybody upset?
Who knows, man? Who knows?
Was it the grandma on the charred steak line that?
That was Dom. Right to Dom.
All right.
I said
right
something about carrots tasting funny.
Yeah, that's true. What else is trending?
Speaking of eating things, today's National Eat What You Want Day. So I guess you're supposed to just go out there and shove whatever you want in your big old pie hole and just not care about it today?
How is that different from any other day?
Whoa, geez, another rude remark. The things on
hey,
the
you're
list...
you're the one who does the Fat America segment.
I haven't done that in a while, Dom. I found it offensive.
Did you get some flack for that?
No, there actually just hasn't been any good stories about food concoctions lately. What would you want to eat today if it didn't, calories don't count? What are you going to eat?
I'll go some sort of pasta with bread.
Pasta and
hot,
bread.
Hot buttered bread.
I want
and
something
pasta.
With gravy, like a big old chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, gravy.
Oh, that's good too, yeah. With chicken fried chicken.
And bread.
With the jalapeno gravy.
Oh, goosebumps. So anyway, get out and eat whatever you want today. Don't feel guilty about it.
What are you going with, a salad?
No, I want the chicken fried steak and gravy. I'm going to have some cauliflower rice. Yesterday, NBC canceled the Golden Globes after a growing list of controversies rotating around the Hollywood Foreign Press. Whatever.
That organization apparently is a big mess.
It's a mess. They've got a lot of problems. A lot of problems.
I saw that Tom Cruise put his Golden Globes
in the
mail
and mailed them back.
He mailed them back. Boy, that's telling him, Tom.
Ooh, Tom.
And then he immediately called his publicist and said, all right,
guess what I did.
Know I've done this.
I need some stamps first, though.
All right, so who cares? We're down an award show. Thank goodness. Let's keep it rolling.
The only
cancel
person who's
going
to be upset is my friend Julie Fendrick. She's going to be sad.
She loves the shows.
She lives for award shows. And it doesn't even matter what the award is. You know, they could do an awards show for the best cow turd, you know, out there, and she'd be riveted, and she'd be tweeting about it.
I'm not going to lie. I'd probably watch that, too.
You and Julie.
That's a good-looking cow pie. Rumor has it Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are back together again. They spent a week at a resort in Montana together. It was just the two of them. TMZ says they're acting very much like a couple. What? They split about 17 years ago, so I don't know what's going on there. Booty call.
I saw another story that said that this is all true, and yet they've already broken up again since this story was put out.
Oh, my God.
So they went and spent a week in Montana and decided they were sick of each other.
Nah, I still hate you.
Oh, yeah, I remember why we broke up. I wonder how many people. That's almost time for us to do another segment on second and third time around people.
Yeah. Just keep coming back for more, don't you? It's like a buffet. Here's how you know you have too much money. Mr. Amazon, Bezos. He's building a yacht that it's so big it needs its own support yacht to follow it around. The main yacht is 420 feet long, and it's going to cost him $500 million. It's got three giant masts on it. $50 million a year just to keep it up and running and maintaining it.
Okay.
Isn't that nutty?
I want to see what $500 million, what percentage of his net worth that
is. Oh, it's tiny. And didn't he just cash out like $2 billion of his stock, too? But you know what? The dude is, he's kicking back from Amazon, and he's relaxing now, and he's going to cruise the world on his new yacht.
Oh, my God. So he's going to spend $500 million on his yacht.
Yes.
That is 0.2%. It's not even 1% of his net
it's
worth.
Like, it's nothing to him. Nothing. And then to maintain it for $50 million a year, whatever.
Mm. I understand the support yacht is the one that will have the helipad on it.
Correct. The little helipad just in case you need to get out in a hurry or something.
I don't know if you said that and I was too busy
I don't remember,
figuring.
Honestly. Mm. But yeah, a little helipad so you can get out, you know, with your own personal helicopter pilot. Case pirates
hey, listen,
attack.
He's, you know, he's stimulating the economy.
He sure is, man. Sure is.
Boat builders are going to make some money.
And then real quick, Nick Jonas is in the news this morning because he's talking about his new album, Spaceman. Spaceman. And I guess it's full of all sorts of sexy time music. And GQ Magazine asked him what he thought of his songs being played in everyone's bedroom. And he says, yeah, I'm cool with it. He says, it's actually quite flattering to have me on your little playlist. In your bedroom while you're getting freaky deaky. He says he's got his own playlist and he is not on it though. So.
What's on yours?
This. Is this not like the sexiest music ever? I want this playing while I eat that chicken fried steak today.
Gravy coming
gravy
down your chin.
Gravy on my shirt. I'm actually going to keep this running. You want to do clickbait?
Sure.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is more of a public service for somebody who's out there cheating. Technology ruins cheating again. This woman's gone viral on TikTok for this little video showing her boyfriend how her boyfriend sent her a photo of an empty bed in a hotel room and telling her that he missed her. The problem is the photo he sent is one of those little Apple Live photos.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a little mini movie. And if you hold your finger down on the photo, right at the very end, it showed another woman falling onto the bed just real quick. And then it ended. So basically, he was out messing around.
Idiot.
And trying to stay smooth with his current
Idiot.
Girlfriend.
You think this
Idiot.
Song was playing while he was in that hotel
God,
room?
God, I hope so. All right, you can find it on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.